Wood smoke rises from the native and English homes. Ancient stories are told by firelight and candlelight as people gather in from the chilly air that hints of fall. In a manner of speaking, we today are still warming ourselves by their fires. We are reading our documents of freedom and self-government by their candlelight. Their light illuminates the ballots we cast, the laws we write, the minutes of meetings at town halls, state houses, churches, temples, mosques, and schools throughout this great land. This matters because history is three-dimensional in Massachusetts. In a virtual age, we are real, authentic, actual, not digital. The power of place is here. Here are the ships, churches, historic homes, streets, documents, battlefields, brooks, pathways, graveyards, farms, fields, rocks, town halls, and town greens where America's ongoing search for freedom began and where it continues to this day. The events that took place here 400 years ago continue to guide and define us as that one nation, indivisible. Whether one has ancestors who lived in this land beyond the memory of man, or has ancestors who arrived on the Mayflower or on a steamship to Ellis Island, or whether one was sworn in as a new citizen last week, the dream is the same. A better life, peace, freedom, self-government, and the radical idea that our diversity is our strength, that out of many, we are one. It is the great American experiment you and I are living today, and that is why this matters. As we commemorate the quadricentennial of the Pilgrims' arrival and signing of the Mayflower Compact,